Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Waking up on Monday and the coffee just can't quite wash away last night's six pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right, but you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday right before your flight to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday and your boss is all uptight, 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. The one time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Part of The Fan's Global Sports Radio Network.
Okay, be honest. How many bourbons have you had?
Zero, actually.
Oh, nice.
Haven't even started yet.
Actually, not nice. Why not?
Well, because we just had wine.
Oh, no. Wine. Okay. Yeah. What are we drinking tonight?
Yeah, pregame.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know what? Oh, my God, what a horrible... I didn't even think about this. So I was about to say Dan Marino and Damon Heward had a wine project, you know, and that whole, like, Drew Bledsoe and Rick Meyer and everybody else. And then I somehow bumped into Damon Heward, and he's like, yeah, it was probably when I was with the Dolphins. Anyway, and he's like, yeah, we're doing a wine thing. I was like, great, send me some, I'll buy. It's Husky Week, and I just opened a bottle of... wine. Ooh. From a Husky.
Bro, that's a jinx.
Ew, boy.
You know what, though? You know what we always used to do is we always used to wear the color of the team that you were playing, because that was, it, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Is that the reverse jinx?
Exactly, yeah. It, like, undid the jinx of the... So we would, you know, we'd always wear... except orange. Orange always sucks. Can't wear that. But so we would always try and wear the color of the team that we were playing.
Well, I know you hate the Huskies, but it's interesting because you say, you know, wear the color, but I'm guessing you don't have a lot of purple in your wardrobe.
Oh, I got all sorts of purple.
Do you? You're a purple guy?
Yeah. Oh. I'm a pilot purple guy.
Oh, right? that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't wear Husky purple. I wear pilot purple. I wear Nick Carlin Voigt, Clive Charles, University of Portland, Emily Harrington out on the bluff, pilot purple. You know?
So if you had to wear purple or orange for the rest of your life and no other color, which do you choose?
Oh, purple any day of the week and twice on Sunday. Because Husky. It's pilot. I don't wear Husky purple.
Duh.
There is a very big difference.
No, this is a...
It's purple.
Hold on.
It's purple.
This is a hypothetical. Husky purple... or beaver orange for the rest of your life, everything you have to wear, everything you wear has to have that color. Which
there is no
choose?
Such thing as Husky purple. It is Pilot purple. There is no that a color Husky purple does not exist. So I'm not sure if I can answer this question of a hypothetical. You know, that's like answering a hypothetical question that there is no answer to, because that horribleness doesn't actually exist.
So you're saying that the Huskies really don't even have a color.
Yeah, they are like they're the absence of color.
So they can't,
it's like white. Yeah, it's like white isn't a color. White okay. is simply just the absence of color. Uh-huh. They're like the absence of, like, they have no soul. They have no color. They actually have no technical national championship. I mean, it was a share that somebody like asked, gave to them. So yeah, they're pretty much just like a nothingness. They're an abyss. They're a black hole is what they are. It's like you drive north, you know, you take the train, the Amtrak, all, you know, all up to that city up there, and then you get around this lake area, and then it's like this giant black hole that I don't know what happens, and then you're in Canada.
All right. Now I got to ask the question here. Do you have your favorite Husky? There has to be one UW Husky, despite their absence of color, that you are friendly with, that you like. Who is your closest friend that is a Husky?
Lawyer Malloy.
All right, so we like Lawyer. He's fine.
I'd run through a wall for that guy. That he is a good person. He is a good dude. He's the kind of guy you want on your corner, the kind of guy you want on your team. Yeah. And I'm trying to think of anybody else.
That's it. You got one.
Yeah, I can't really.
It's one. Hey, at least you have
all
one.
All the Hewards suck.
they make good wine.
Tui's not bad. Actually, I'm just opened it up and it's not that great. So, you know, I may pour it out.
I love this. Do you remember the first? Okay, so you grow up and you're told to hate the Huskies. Okay, but do you remember the first time you actually did? Like, you actually had a visceral reaction to the Huskies?
I'm trying to think, because it was tough, because we didn't play I had a visceral reaction to the Beavers when we lost my junior year, right? I had that experience. I never played. Check that. I played one game. I didn't play my sophomore year when we played at Husky Stadium. We didn't have them on our schedule my senior year. So I only played them one time at Autzen. And that was the year that we beat Washington. Washington beat Oregon State. Oregon State beat us. But I think it was like a 23-14 type of. I mean, it was an ugly game. And that was my only Husky experience. 2000.
But what
so
about
I didn't
as
have
a kid?
That visceral. Yeah. So that was my point. It's like I didn't have that. Like I remember. When was it that they went to the Rose Bowl?
UW.
It would have been like early 90s.
91, right?
Well, 91, 92 was the national championship.
Split, partial, somewhat given.
I like the somewhat given.
I'll look up their Rose Bowls.
Would it be like an 89 or something? No, that would have been Schimbeckler and and Michigan.
So they went to the Rose Bowl in 91, 92, 93.
Yeah.
All in a row. And then they went again in 2000. So anyway, it's one of those. So take your pick.
Yeah, it would have been one of those 92, 93 years. Yeah,
they went
like,
3 years
through them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're as an or even as a kid growing up and not being part of the Oregon program yet, like you could just sense their arrogance. You could sense like, and hey, we'll call a spade here, right? Early 90s, Pacific Northwest, the Beavers were, I mean, the Ducks were bad. The Beavers were worse than Oregon. So that says how, you know, awful they were. Cougars were non-existent until Ryan Leaf came back around. So, I mean, they had reason to think of everybody as their little brother, but even still, like, it just left a bad taste in my mouth. So, yeah, it's funny. I don't really have a tangible experience like I do with Oregon State, but I still hate them.
You know what's funny is I've played the Huskies more than you have. I played the Huskies 3 years, and you played against them one.
Once, yeah. I held. Check that. I was in the maybe not in the stat book. I held for PATs my sophomore year. Yeah, but AJ Feely was still playing. Yeah, we lost that game.
But you played. You had two Husky experiences.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even remember the other one.
So whatever.
All right, whatever. Well, let's stay on track here. We'll take a break. And when we come back, the patented Joey Harrington worry meter. He doesn't sound worried to me, though.
Well, it's being covered up by the hate.
Yeah, very much so.
And the crappy wine, apparently, from
the
viewers.
And the S-talk, yeah. All right,
crappy
we'll be...
Husky wine.
We'll be right back with Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
All right, Joey Harrington with us here, Mods PDX. Last week for the USC game, you were a little worried. You had the, I believe the meter was at 8.5. Where are we this week?
9.
Wow. Yeah.
This is the right call. This is the more dangerous game, in my opinion.
Yeah. It's 9. Look, here's... This one freaks me out. For a number of reasons. One, I think people are overlooking, not Lanning and the team, but like, this is one where it's like, oh, the Huskies are, you know, they aren't in it anymore. They're not as good as USC. Who has Washington lost to? Two teams that are still alive for the Big Ten championship. Nobody's talking about Michigan, but they're one loss.
Yeah.
They beat Ohio State They beat Ohio State and Indiana loses. I mean, they still can back their way into the Big Ten championship game. And then they lost to Wisconsin, who, you know, hey, let's again call a spade a spade. Oregon didn't look too great against Wisconsin.
Same kind of weather conditions.
Exactly. Souk, what month was that game played in?
Which is in November, man.
November. So they lost a crappy, grinded-out game in November, and they lost to two of the best teams in the conference. And now all of a sudden, they're just completely erased from any sort of relevance, and we have to go on the road in a crappy weather game at the end of November to that black hole of an abyss on the lake with everything on the line, and like there's no way. And let's not forget the fact that like quietly, Washington put up 45 last week, almost 50 the week before. Like
yeah,
this is
yeah. Last 2 weeks they put up 40 plus.
This one scares the hell out of me, and I'm not ashamed to say that.
Yeah, I was afraid you were going to say that. It is absolutely the quintessential sort of blueprint for the Witches of November.
Yep,
it just is.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah. You know, I mean, is there an element of trust with this Oregon team though? Under Dan Lanning, that they've built this thing. That
there you go. You started that sentence. Is there an element of trust with this Oregon football team? I would say with this football team, no. With last year's football team, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. and they lost to Ohio State. I understand that. This year, they looked fantastic to start. They had a blip in the middle, and then they kind of hit the skids, and then they're back on track. But the one constant in all of that is Dan Lanning. And if you're going to – I mean, I'm trying to think of another head coach that I would rather have prepare my team. And then maybe I'm a bit biased in this. You know, but there aren't too many people that I would rather say, hey, you got one game. Make sure these guys are prepared. I'm picking Dan. And that is what does give me a little bit of comfort. But that's what makes me feel a little bit better coming into it.
Yeah. At least with Oregon, all you can do in these situations is be prepared. But the idea that I do laugh a little bit about that, because we always say that. There's a lot of really good coaches out there, and a lot of times it's not overlooking. It's just, it's hard to play your best week to week, you know, and every team, I don't care who you are. A&M had this. A&M was down by 28 points at the half last week to South Carolina. It happens to good teams. And when you play other good teams, you're going to be pressed. And I would make the argument when you look at the quality teams that Oregon has played, and look, it's not the greatest schedule in the world. And some people may, you know, balk at the idea that Penn State is a quality team, but I still think from a talent standpoint, but if we look at Penn State, we look at Indiana, and we look at Iowa, and we look at Ohio or USC, those have been what you would quote call your quality teams. You lost one, and every other game was a competitive game. I think Washington qualifies as a quality team. Chances are on the road in November, this and a rivalry, I don't see how this doesn't turn into, at least what we look at, what we've seen this season, I don't see why this wouldn't be a close game.
I'm just biting my tongue and crossing my fingers for the start of next week. And here's I still think they're going to win. I do.
I do too.
They are the better football team. Let's put it that way. They are without a doubt the better football team. And that's not debatable. But that doesn't always guarantee wins in the third week of, is it the fourth week of November technically?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving is late this year. Yeah. But like I just have so in we it, a broken record. We know this for what, 7, 8 years now? And every single November, we talk about how difficult it is and how crazy things happen. And I don't know. It's too personal for me to just look by them.
I get you. It'll be a battle. That is not going to come easy. At the same time, I just, maybe this makes people feel a little better. These are not the Kalen DeBoer Huskies. These are the Jed Fish Huskies.
Yeah.
And like I said, I don't think it's going to be easy. Yeah. But
well, a lot of it to me is like what UW team shows up, because I've watched a lot of UW play.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, their best is really good, but they also go through, even in games where they win or against mediocre talent, Maryland comes to mind, Rutgers, Colorado State, they go through stretches where they pull a Bo Nix Denver Broncos where they just decide for like two quarters to be really bad on offense, and then they're like, oh, wait, we can be good. And they'll mash their foot on the gas, and all of a sudden they score on five straight possessions. So a lot of it is, again, just like what UW team shows up.
If you were a betting man and you said with the season on the line at home with your rival coming to town, what type of team is going to show up?
You would assume the best.
The good one. Yeah, the hungry one.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
True.
They're gonna be hungry. They're going to be ready. This isn't like some... Yeah, this is going to be a hell of a game.
But the thing about it is like, this is you've said it a million times. This is college football. You played in November. Auburn's going to be doing the same thing with Alabama. Yeah. Michigan's going to be doing the same thing with Ohio State.
Nope. You're getting everyone's
Texas
best.
Texas is going to be doing the same thing.
You're
with Texas
getting their best.
This is these are the games that test your mettle.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's just embrace it.
Yeah. And Lanning is. That's the one thing you know about, as you mentioned. Dan Lanning will not shy away. He will not downplay this. They will lean into this thing full go.
Yeah, he loves it.
Yeah.
Hey, yep. I have one other question for you. So let's say the Ducks get by.
Did
this.
I cook a Thanksgiving turkey while playing the Packers on Thanksgiving? Yes, I did.
What?
Ooh, talk to me.
That was the question? Oh, no, sorry.
Was that in?
No, that is the question now.
Now, was the wife in charge of this, or did you set blind and go?
Oh, no, we brined the night before, like full day brine, and then I set the timer. So I came home in between the hotel. You know, you could stay at the hotel and then drive down to the, but our hotel is just like right up the street from my house. So I stopped by the house, I set the timer on the oven, and I put the turkey in, and then I went down to Ford Field and I crossed my fingers that the oven was going to start. Because I was hosting like seven, there were eight, I was, well, eight, me, so hosting seven people for dinner after the game. And it was, you know, it's a little dry because I couldn't baste or do anything, but I cooked a turkey while we beat Brett Favre and the Packers on Thanksgiving.
Boy, that's incredible. Yeah. How many people have done that?
I mean,
that's your trivia question.
Yeah, I don't know if I have the guts to try to pull that off. That and I can't play quarterback, but still, I mean, that's...
We were sitting there at halftime, and we came in, because I heard the story time intro. I was like, I got to have a story for Thanksgiving, right? We're sitting there at halftime, and, you know, we're beating the Packers, and we stink. I mean, like, these are one of the horrible years as opposed to, like, the good years in Detroit. But this is one of the really bad years, and we're beating the Packers at halftime, and everybody comes up and, you know, like, all fired up. All right, here we go. You know, let's make our change. You know, like, hey, halftime adjustments. And I'm just kind of sitting there looking out in the, hey, Joey, hey, come on down here. What's going on? I was like, oh, sorry. I was just wondering if my oven went on, if the timer, because it looks like the turkey was about to start cooking. And like, we're beating the Packers, and, you know, you're worried about your oven? I was like, well, you don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to just eat mashed potatoes and cranberry tonight, do you?
Hey, man, you got to take care of business, man. You know what? That's a hell of an effort right there. Hats off to you.
Yeah. One of one. Okay, sir. Have a great Thanksgiving and good luck against the Huskies.
Yeah, I may have to go dump out the crappy Husky wine.
You're not going to do that. My guess is you're going to keep drinking it.
Nah, I'm going to go dump it straight away.
All right, have a good one.
See ya.
Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Okay, it is an elite bar night. Everyone will be out. Well, not everyone, but a lot of people will be out. I saw a story about a bar. I have never seen this in my entire life, and we need commentary on it. That's coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.